first of all, what do you think, what is the most important thing which differs the Global Fund from other internationally operating help organizations?
So what differentiates the Global Fund from other donors, it's mainly the concept of country ownership. That means that the Global Fund is an international financing institution, and the Global Fund gives money to the countries, but the countries are the implementers of the program. So it's not the Global Fund that implements the programs in the country. So that's something very important and a big difference from the past years of international aid to countries. The other difference is also that it's a private-public partnership, and this means that different stakeholders in the country come together to present a proposal to the Global Fund, and that's innovative because before there wasn't such a concept of private sector, government, civil society, and people living with the disease sitting at the same table to present a proposal and negotiate different terms of reference to implement programs against these three diseases. So I guess those are the two main things as to why the Global Fund is different to other donors. And a third thing that is very important for the Global Fund is the concept of result. So the Global Fund works on a performance-based concept, so it means that the countries need to show results so that monies are being continue being dispersed. So as long as the countries show results, the Global Fund continues dispersing money.
We've seen projects that have been funded by the Global Fund and yet other organizations as well. So how do you work together with them, or what's the relationship? Would you call them like competition or?
No, there is no competition, and the Global Fund also works very hard to harmonize everything that's aid in the country so that the aid does not overlap. So we work in partnerships with many organizations, including also bilateral help like USAID or GTZ in Germany, and all of the countries that have bilateral help, and also those international partners such as UNAIDS and WHO and organizations that give technical assistance into country or that give money to the country so that we don't overlap with the work that is being done and provide the effectiveness of the aid.
So what do you say, what is the big pro of working that way?
I think the good thing about working together is that you can fill in different gaps, and you make sure that the additional help that the Global Fund provides to the countries, because the countries already have to have a national strategy on health, and what we say, the Global Fund gives additional resources to what the country is already doing, and the country implements programs with help from other donors as well, but the Global Fund ensures with the country and with the partners that all of the gaps in the different areas are filled properly.
We visited a hospital, and there it was said that the Global Fund wants the country to have some standards, like procedures that are the same throughout the country. So is that everywhere like that? Or?
Right, because the Global Fund requires that the country has what we call a national strategy already. So it has to be applied throughout the entire country. So the help that the Global Fund gives needs to be systematically applied to the entire country. And it's not that we provide, that the Global Fund provides money just for the capital or for separate districts, but for the entire country per se. Although it also depends on the proposal that the country presents, because sometimes they want to focus the proposal on vulnerable populations, and those are located in 10 out of 20 districts. So it also depends, again, back to the concept of country ownership. It's the country that actually presents the proposal, and the Global Fund funds it if it's technically feasible.